Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to it. Phones are open as always, and yes, we are here in the studio, and we will talk to you about whatever you want to discuss. Lockdowns are coming back big time in China. 400 million people estimated under lockdowns there now. So it never ended, but it lightened a little bit over the summer, and now it's getting much worse.
Yeah, because lockdowns in China aren't the same as lockdowns here in the United States.
No, they're much worse there. We can talk about that with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Joa.
And Aria.
But it is Thanksgiving Day, and we are, by the way, just as a reminder, here throughout the holidays, so every day, you know, whether it be Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, today, we're here live, bringing you live content. Open phones as always, so you can participate in the show, share your thoughts with us, because you know what? People are still out there, especially on Thanksgiving when there's actually a fair number of people traveling. There's people listening to the radio on Thanksgiving, so we're here for you.
Not to say the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day shows, they're some of the most fun for me because there's just such a different vibe on those days.
I think we can kind of cover different things. And so we've got a story here tonight, Ari, to start things out that's kind of timely as far as Black Friday, of course, is
fun.
Tomorrow. And do you think Black Friday's fun?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's fun to watch the videos afterwards.
You mean like the fights?
Oh, yeah, people scrambling to get their half-off mattress or, you know.
South Park did by far the best take on Black Friday that anyone will ever do. I mean, they did a three-part series. It was leading up to their video game, The Stick of Truth, ultimately.
And
it was masterfully done in the way that South Park alone can do stuff. But it's disgusting watching how human beings behave toward one another. Over, you know, 50% off on televisions or whatever, putting just cheap consumer electronics over the well-being of people who are literally right in front. I expect this sort of behavior on the internet in words, but they go beyond that, and they, as far as I can tell, Black Friday is where people become who they are online.
You can really see the sort of the animal instincts that people truly have. I mean, society, we're not that far away from literally throwing poop at one another, right? Like we're
I'm not nowhere near that, Ian.
I'm not saying you are.
Oh,
I'm saying as a society, people are not that far away. I mean, I'm sorry. We think we're the best thing since sliced bread or whatever, and you know, people are definitely at the top of the food chain. There's no doubt about it. But the animal instincts of the human have not gone far underneath the patina of civility.
They're not. And there's a lot of childishness out there. I remember after Trump won the election in 2016, some upset liberal wrote, you know, F Trump in their own feces in their bathroom. And more recently,
why would you sense?
Does it?
Yeah, it really stinks.
Why would you do it in your own bathroom?
Why would you do it with that writing utensil? But more recently, I saw the same thing, because I thought then, I was like, oh my God, this is completely deranged. How insane do you have to be to literally play in your own poop?
It's disgusting.
But more recently, I saw a hunter had done the same thing using droppings found in the woods that belonged to, I don't remember what sort of animal it was.
He also wrote F. Trump?
No, he did the same for Biden.
Oh,
I think he wrote Let's Go Brandon with it.
Gross.
And that made me aware. I thought this sort of insanity was, that peculiar insanity was unique to the left. But no, you have Biden derangement syndrome.
Would he write that on a tree?
No, he wrote it on the ground.
Well,
that's not as bad. But
if anything, he might be just strategy to hunt a deer, like, you know, spreading the scent a little bit.
Well, I mean, he, like, stacked it. You know how people write SOS on a beach with stones?
Yeah.
He did that.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't say SOS.
So he went around and collected dung from different animals or whatever.
Well, it all seemed to be the same animal, but I can only imagine how much time it took for a person to do that.
Well, deer produce enough in one pile for you to be able to do something like that. So
I don't know.
But why would someone play in it to that extent?
It's like, I agree. Okay, it's kind of weird.
If you hate Biden that much or you hate his politics that much, fine. But there's no need to play with cow droppings or whatever they were.
So we've
it's bizarre.
Been, over
people
the years,
weird,
here on Free Talk Live, we've looked at Black Friday as this sort of amazing phenomenon that it is, and I have participated in it on occasion over the years. Not like insane level participation of pushing and shoving or whatever, but just going out and participating. And I remember the last time I did it was... like the last time I did it at opening time, it was been more than probably 15 years because it was in Florida that I did that there. I would have no interest in standing in a line for God knows how long in the freezing cold temperatures in New England to do the same thing. So, but just the kind of experience, what you know, the intensity, the fervor of it, the how people get along with one another, and for the most part, people were pretty decent where I was. Like it was. Not pushing and shoving, and people were friendly to one another, and there was just sort of like an overall festive atmosphere outside of the stores where people were waiting to get in. So I think there's a large range of kind of reactions to this, and of course, obviously, the most violent and vicious videos are the ones that get passed around, right? If there's if people are behaving themselves, that's not going to likely, you know, go viral.
I'm actually surprised to hear this. I've never done any of the Black Friday stuff, but I imagine in my head as something similar to a rock concert of people pushing their way toward the crowd, pushing one another out of their way, not necessarily being violent, but being very forceful about making their way to the front. And I assumed that's more or less what Black Friday would be like.
I was watching this TikTok video, like, short, and this guy's like, expert mode, you go the day before and you hide all the things you want in a washer or dryer. And then, so when you go in, you don't have to worry about
make
stuff
a beeline
not
for that,
yeah.
that spot. That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Or you shop online and skip all of it. That's what I do.
Yeah, you could do that.
Seems
too.
To work just fine.
Boring. I want to throw some elbows before I get that DVD player.
I don't know. It's not worth it to me. And I've always hated Black Friday, not because of Black Friday in and of itself, but in the way that Christmas seems to be taking over everything adjacent to it. And but what I mean by that is Black Friday in the United States is almost as celebrated, if not more celebrated, than Thanksgiving itself.
No, come on.
And I'm not convinced that, you know, in another 50 years, people will just be celebrating Thanksgiving as this holiday.
Black Friday Eve.
Yeah.
Thanks for selling things to me today.
The mythology of it will be, you know, we on this day we feast to prepare ourselves for the coming battle against the other shoppers.
We're grateful for tomorrow's discounts.
Yeah, that's effectively what it already is, and it's ultimately because of Black Friday. You don't hear people
start dressing up like LARPers before they go. And like,
I feel like you're pretty jaded on this one, Aria. I don't know if it's true what you're saying at all.
I'm absolutely jaded when it comes to Christmas. I'll give you that one. But I still don't like it.
Does Black Friday really have to do with Christmas? I mean, I guess it's sort of the beginning of holiday sales in earnest. So, I mean, that, I guess, is how it's tied in with Christmas, per se.
We wouldn't know because we're not marketed the same way as these people that go in these lines and fight their way in. So we're not sitting behind a TV watching junk all day to be motivated to go do this.
I don't read a newspaper either, so I don't get the inserts, right? Because usually the Thanksgiving day is the big day, right? I remember they would just stack every advertisement in the Thanksgiving paper, and you look through and you see what the deals are, and you go shopping.
As a little kid, I pull out the toy catalog and all my toys, they better get them.
But the Thanksgiving newspaper is filled with ads for purchasing gifts and stuff like that. And to me, that's just more example of what I'm saying, that Christmas is just infected and taken over Thanksgiving and supplanted so many aspects of it.
Well, I mean, I used to work in retail back in Florida, so it was 20 years ago or whatever. But, I mean, it was always, as soon as Halloween was done, and even many times before, you know, the Christmas product was in the store.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like Christmas was slowly migrating earlier into December and then finally taking over Thanksgiving. If that happened, it was before my lifetime because, you know, as I was a teenager when I was working in retail. And
well, if I was going to suggest something for anyone that might be going shopping tomorrow or thought about it, don't. don't. Okay? Don't. Don't be part of the statistic. Don't give them any credit. Try not to purchase anything tomorrow. You got plenty of other days throughout the December before Christmas to make your purchase.
We're going to continue here, and you can share your thoughts, your perspective on Black Friday. Has it taken over Thanksgiving? Is it subsuming the holiday of Thanksgiving, which is, of course...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It is Thanksgiving Day, and the phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Is Aria right when she's saying that Christmas has taken over Thanksgiving in the form of Black Friday? And just getting people to focus on buying things rather than maybe focusing on being grateful for the good things
or
in your life.
Or saving money.
Yeah, that's always a good plan, right? Yeah.
I don't know that it's taken over yet, but okay. It seems to be in the process of doing so. I mean, Christmas in my mind is just this monstrous entity that is steadily it's this plague on humanity that is steadily growing and consuming everything in its path. And I hate everything about it.
So, you sound a little jaded, just maybe.
Grinch over there.
I particularly hate how libertarians hold up Christmas as some sort of ultra-capitalist, wondrous event. And it's like, no, it's almost the opposite.
It is the opposite. Because yeah, I mean, Jesus got things for free. He didn't pay for them.
I don't even care about the religious aspects of it, but there's nothing capitalist about spending all of your money. You know, about buying consumer qualities.
Well, it's just stupid to spend all your money. And unfortunately, a lot of people go into debt to buy things. This is where your advice, Joa, is actually really good advice. It's like, don't buy things you can't afford. You know, look, if your family members appreciate you, then they will understand that you shouldn't get into debt just so you can buy them some trinket.
Right. Yep. You know, the best thing you could probably do is throw your money into precious metals. I don't really like crypto right now, so I'm not going to even suggest that right now.
You don't like crypto right now?
No, I don't like it right now. I hope people invest and whatever when I buy some, but right
you
now...
You think it's going to keep going down? Is that why?
I think it's
going
to drop again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's going to probably blow 10,000.
Oof.
I don't think there's ever a better time to buy crypto than at this moment. I mean, it may go down, sure, just buy more if it does.
Yeah.
It may also go up, buy more if it does.
Just know where you're buying it from.
Well, that's another important thing. And don't hold it with the exchanges, which is, of course, what we learned again and again and again with these various different exchange failures. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up silver and gold, though, because BullionMax.com is certainly a great sponsor here on Free Talk Live, and they have a special offer for you. This holiday season, which is the Silver Starter Kit. If you are not yet into precious metals and you want to do as many savvy investors have done and invest in the most stable assets in recorded history, then bullionmax.com/FTL is where you go to get the Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. You can do that right now at bullionmax.com/FTL. Now, if you've already gotten the Silver Starter Kit, because there's only one per household from Bullion Max, then they've got a huge selection of all kinds of other amazing gold and silver products there. By the way, the Silver Starter Kit is 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, plus they throw in the free gold back. We've talked a lot about the gold back here on Free Talk Live. We love them, and I think you will as well. It's the perfect excuse to get your hands on one of them. You can go...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Just bullionmax.com/FTL.
What I was going to say is I really like the gold back because it's fractional. And yes. So try to invest in fractional silver and gold. If you buy that 10 ounce...
If you intend to use it at some point in the future, yeah.
If you buy that 10 ounce, expect, you know, maybe like... that when you go to spend it, you can't just break off a piece. So you have to spend like $250 worth of silver all at once. Think about the fractional, smaller pieces. You know, 1 ounce is nice. You could probably buy a dinner for your family that night. But, I would go even smaller. Go to those 10th ounces. Go to those tenths or gram gold pieces.
Check out bullionmax.com/FTL. You can get your silver directly without talking to a salesperson and the precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. So we were talking about the upcoming holidays. Aria, you seem a little jaded about it. You were raised a Christian, right, down in the South. I was as well. Joe, what's your history? You're from New England.
South of here.
I know that, but you're from Rhode Island.
Yeah, Rhode Island.
Was it a religious upbringing for you?
Not really.
Not so much?
No, not really.
Parents didn't go
kind
to church?
Traditional stuff, but nothing really like hardcore.
Does
religion.
That mean like your parents went to church on Christmas and then never...
They went
to
a few... type holiday church events, but nothing like they didn't have.
They weren't regulars.
Yeah,
they weren't there every week.
They said that they were Christian and said a prayer once in a while, but nothing too serious.
Were you raised to believe that Santa Claus was real?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I figured it out.
Okay, yeah, right, that's good.
But yeah, I grew up, you know, being taught some weirdo comes in the house and gives you free gifts. But I think that's a cop out, and I think my mom should have taken the credit.
Yeah, I never understood.
Well, it's never good to lie to your kids, right?
Exactly.
I tend to agree with that. So if you want to comment, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. So, Aria, you're saying that the Black Friday has kind of taken over or is beginning to take over, in your mind, the holiday of Thanksgiving. And of course, Thanksgiving is a U.S.-centric holiday, right? Like, it doesn't really exist outside of the United States. It has a lot to do with the early settlers in the United States and their shifting from this, it's one of these Thanksgiving stories that we've told a number of times on Free Talk Live. We won't retell it this season, but shifting from a system of communal property where they were starving to shifting over to private property where there was then plenty, where they then had a bountiful harvest and they had surpluses and they were able to easily share because they had more than enough to go around. That was kind of the story behind Thanksgiving, as short as I could possibly tell it. And so that's what people are giving thanks for. They're giving thanks ultimately for the idea of private property and being able to own the product of your labor and then decide what to do with that.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that in American history.
No, right? That's been completely lost in government schools.
It's also, it's peculiar to me because I was at a bar recently with some friends and we were talking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and stuff. And one of them brought up, that it's interesting that the Puritans ultimately became the Southern Baptists in the United States. That mentality pervaded into the Southern Baptists. And they argue that the Puritans came to the United States or came to this continent for religious freedom. And how can anyone stand there and say that, knowing that the Salem witch trials, some of the most oppressive religious nonsense in history, took place just a few decades later by the very same people?
Right. That's what ultimately caused the founding of Rhode Island, because the Puritans were being persecuted from Massachusetts, Salem specifically, and that's where Roger Williams went to Rhode Island and formed the state. And he was so friendly with the natives that they gave him the land. So
nice.
So wait, the Puritans founded Rhode Island?
Well, technically one Puritan. He abandoned his family temporarily to hike and find a place that's better for his family and community.
Who was persecuting them back then?
Well, this would be the people, accusing everyone being a witch and, I don't know exactly.
I thought the Puritans were the ones accusing people of being a witch.
Well, they were. But they were oppressing each other in that sense. They were all
accusing each other. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I actually saw this funny skit. It was like, honey, I had to break. We're breaking up. I can't be with you. And he's like, oh, what was that? You're a witch? You said you misplaced your broomstick? And he's getting all the whole town because she's breaking up with him. So now he's accusing her of being a witch subtly.
Convenient.
Yeah. I feel like that was a thing back then,
It was absolutely horrible. Someone just saying that you were a witch was effectively a death sentence.
Yeah, like you sneeze and it sounds different from everyone else.
You can do math, you're a witch.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is the Thanksgiving holiday being slowly consumed by, consumerism and Black Friday? You can share your thoughts here. And maybe you are out working today, but apparently maybe more stores are not open on Thanksgiving.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a relatively smooth Thanksgiving at the nation's airports. Just a few dozen flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled today. More than 1,300 have been delayed. Delta Airlines has had 8% of its flights delayed so far today. President Biden is keeping close tabs on a pending rail strike, but he's staying on the sidelines.
I can't because it's the middle of negotiations.
That's what the president said on Thanksgiving during remarks to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as the Biden administration was bragging in September about a tentative deal that they helped broker between the railroads and unions over longtime disputes about pay and working conditions. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $3.58 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, phones are open. We're here on this live Thanksgiving Day. The number 603-283-6160. In the studio, as always, throughout the holidays, 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, you do have Ian,
Joa,
and Aria. Coming up later, we're going to get an update from Joa on his situation with the psycho General Don Bolduc, the loser who lost his election recently.
These are not my words. These are Ian's.
He is absolutely a loser, though.
It's a fact. I mean, I'm just telling you facts here. We'll get an update because he attacked you, and
yes.
You went to the police, and you filed a report, and they got back to you this week. We'll find out what they had to say coming up here in a little bit. Again, the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So, Aria, you had a story about Black Friday this year, or what is, I guess, expected to be happening. It's obviously going to be happening tomorrow, but in a lot of cases, what we saw over the last maybe decade and a half or so was that stores that had previously only opened on Black Friday had started opening on Thanksgiving. The sales began the day in advance. Black Friday was expanding its footprint into Thanksgiving itself.
Yes, and from what I could tell, it was only a matter of time before Thanksgiving, before most of these stores, like Target and Walmart, were open for the entirety of Thanksgiving. Because why close at all if they're just going to open at 6 p.m.? It probably would have gotten pushed back to 4 p.m. and then 2 p.m. and then noon, and they're just, you know, we'll just stay open all day and not close at all. But yes, the article I have from Politico points out that since COVID-19, one of the few things that may have done that was good was that now stores actually are closing on Thanksgiving. And as far as I'm aware, they are remaining closed until actually Black Friday.
Okay.
Instead of beginning their sales at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night, which is, as you pointed out, what they've been doing. But back in the before times, says the article, one of the long-festering trends of the fourth weekend of November was the steady encroachment of that bigger holiday scheduled for December. Not long ago, Black Friday didn't even have a name. By 2019, the signature kickoff event of the Christmas shopping season had bled into Thanksgiving itself. They put it much more.
I want to say that I remember this was the case for, there was at least 1 year. Maybe it was just sort of an experimental thing that they did. But like I said, I used to work in retail in Florida. This was 20 years ago, so around the turn of the century. And I remember there was at least 1 year where Kmart, where I worked, was open on Thanksgiving. And we were the only store that was open on Thanksgiving at the time. And it was, like, bustling. It was the busiest day by far because everybody wanted to go and shop. They're all bored or whatever, sitting around the house. And Kmart was the only place open. So we were hopping at that time. So it's not necessarily a brand new concept. It has been around, but it certainly became more popular in the last several years.
Yeah, much more common.
Yeah.
Thus, Walmart, Sears, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Michaels all announced plans to open with special deals at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night of 2019. By that point, Target, Best Buy, Macy's, and Kohl's would already have been open for an hour, upping the ante. Old Navy and GameStop opened at 3 p.m., and JCPenney unlocked the door at 2. So apparently they were already pushing the date back, I mean the time back, and I just hadn't caught wind of it. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's were open at 8 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. Kmart opened at 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun had even risen on the United States' great homegrown holiday. This year, by contrast, most but not all of the big chains remain closed for business, foregoing the opportunity to have customers make...
Kmart doesn't even exist except for, I think, 3 stores, the last I heard.
Yeah.
It's over for them.
But it's not over for Walmart and Target and these others, and evidently a lot of them will remain closed for business today.
Okay.
Over the last decade, Americans have been subject to a made-for-cable debate emanating in large part from Washington about a supposed war on Christmas. And this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, this myth of the war on Christmas.
I completely agree with you here. Like, I don't necessarily agree that Thanksgiving is going to be consumed by Black Friday at any point, but I definitely agree that the Christians love to play themselves up as the victims of this supposed war on Christmas, and I've never heard of anything more ridiculous. And this has been also in play for decades. This is also not a new thing. They've been bellyaching about their precious Christmas holiday being under attack in some way. And it's like they really, the only thing they have to complain about is the cashiers at their favorite businesses or corporate stores won't say Merry Christmas to them. That's really all they have.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's literally the example that this article has.
That's because they have nothing else.
I know, Matt. And it's peculiar. It's funny.
It's a war. It's a war on Christmas. No, I mean, seriously, like, come on, guys. We have to say Merry Christmas. We can't say Happy Holidays. It doesn't make any sense. We all know what you mean when you say Happy Holidays. Oh, yeah, I'm not Christian. And like, we all know when you go into, I don't know. This is ridiculous. Who goes shopping on Thanksgiving?
Well, plenty of people do.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I'm not one. Well, I went and bought a Monster today, but that's
I went out.
Not
I had
my
to go
problem.
Get some
they
milk
have to open.
We ran out of milk earlier today, so
that's
I had to
different.
Run down.
I'm talking about like full on like
you
shopping.
Mean like Christmas shopping? You mean going and buying gifts,
like
and
filling
things
up
like
shopping
that?
Carts with the junk you don't need?
Think about a lot of people do. They go into debt to the tune of I think $1,800 last year shopping.
Was it that much?
It was a lot.
It was like $900. We'll have to look up those numbers, but. Think about this, though, Joe. I mean, how many people actually want to spend time with their families?
That's true.
Right?
I mean,
for a lot of people, it's torture having to go to a Thanksgiving dinner, and they want to cut out of there as soon as they possibly can.
Just don't go.
So having a sale is a perfect excuse to say, I got to get down to the Kmart.
Well, see, the thing is like... Yeah, I don't want to be around my family. but the thing is, like, my family now has become people here in New Hampshire.
Sure.
So it's like,
that's a family you chose, and that's a different story.
Yeah, yeah. But I felt like this was, like, more in touch and, like, people actually cared about each other kind of Thanksgiving. I mean, not the same. My biological family don't think that way, too. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you can't have conversation. It's awkward the whole
time.
No, you
can't talk about what you really want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't actually be yourself, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I feel like if I went to my parents for Thanksgiving, I had to, like, walk walk in with the 9/11 commission report, be ready to present them my whole... Because it's like that one time a year I can actually talk to them about things, so they're forced to listen to me around the Christmas...
But they don't care, right? Like, they don't want to
really.
They don't want to listen to what you have to say about that stuff.
No.
Yeah, I don't understand why people go to these things. That if they hate, if you hate spending time with your family so much, just don't do it.
Right. Well, I agree with you there, but... You know, whether we agree with it or not, people feel obligated, right? And so they go, they do their obligation, they make their, you know, pumpkin pie or their...
Tell your family to suck less if they want
potatoes.
You to come visit.
This is true. Can you say that louder for my family?
Well, this is what I told mine. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come. You guys just have to suck less.
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
So I think that's probably... that has to be a factor in why so many people are willing to go out and shop on Thanksgiving, is because there's really nothing else to do, right? Because everything's closed for the most part. So, you know, if you don't go, if you are going to your parents' house, or you are going to your grandma's house or whoever's house, and you really don't want to be there for it, it's a perfect excuse to just cut away and say, you know what, I got some Christmas shopping I got to do. See you guys. And then, you know, you go out and you spend a couple hours doing that. I don't know.
It's like a drug to go shopping and to know, like, mm-hmm. with all the adrenaline flowing through the air, everyone's like, oh my God, it's Black Friday, I'm going to get a wicked deal. That adrenaline is addictive. It rubs off on other mm-hmm. people. So I think people have become addicted to it.
That's not probably
so
true.
Like, they don't really, they know they don't need this junk. They know their family don't need this junk. They're just doing it for like their self pleasure to get that rush. That's what I really think it is. I don't know.
That's a good point.
For a time, it seemed as if Thanksgiving was going to be a new front in the conflict, having gotten ample cultural war mileage out of fury about holiday nomenclature. President Donald Trump, late in his term, briefly sounded the alarm about a related threat, a war on Thanksgiving. This is the first I've heard
about this. According to Trump?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was being led by progressive party poopers who were sour about colonial history. I understand. But there's no, like... What Columbus Day, I called it Happy Indigenous Peoples Day just to bother some people that I knew would be bothered by it, but there's no equivalent for Thanksgiving. I called it Happy Bird Fisting Day earlier because that's how you go about getting all the stuff out. But as far as, you know, any war on Thanksgiving, it's coming from Christmas insofar that there is any attack on Thanksgiving.
It's
coming in the form of Black Friday. But apparently, if you didn't notice this war, the chances are good that you have an office job. I'm curious how they come to that.
The fact that their job is so boring that this is something that they can look forward to, that's exciting?
Well, I think what they're saying is if you're working in an office, you have the day off, and so therefore.
And if you
work
retail, you're right there in Black Friday.
Yeah. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show, especially if you are working in retail and you want to comment on this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon.
RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Talking about the holidays, because, well, it's Thanksgiving Day. We're here in the studio. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Joa, and Aria.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We do have our podcast feeds available for you. And there are more than one option out there for you. The main one is our Daily Digest, which is highlights of every day's radio show. We also have links over to full archives of the show as well, the entire radio show. Various different options available for you. So go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can find those links and information there. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Aria, you're sharing with us a story from Politico talking about how over the recent years it seemed like there was a trend towards more Black Friday sales starting on Thursday, meaning starting on Thanksgiving, that things had been moving in that direction. Then all of a sudden, COVID happened, and for some reason, that trend seems to have reversed. Apparently, very few places are actually open today to go shopping. And that's what they're coming in here with.
Yeah, I honestly don't think it's as related to COVID as it is to inflation and the price increases and the fact that fewer people have money to spend than they did, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. That's what I think the actual, if there is a single cause, I suspect it's just that, you know, people are broke. So they don't have as many options for going out and shopping as they did prior to COVID-19.
I think the numbers were down slightly last year as far as spending was concerned, but it wasn't like a huge drop compared to prior to COVID.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't celebrate this crap. I don't do it. I don't participate. I opt out of all of this nonsense. So maybe someone out there takes part in it, and they can, you know, fill us in on what it's actually like to be out there today. But I wouldn't do it. I feel so bad for the retail workers who deal with this stuff. I've worked retail once in my life. It was at a Radio Shack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
During that awkward period where they tried to be a cell phone company, and they were, it was good because you could get AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint right there at the, at one store, but obviously if you're going to go with the carrier, why would you go to Radio Shack instead of to the Sprint store or to the AT&T store? So it was, it was a terrible business model, but it worked for them briefly, I guess. But anyway, I worked there for a period of about 3 months before I got a job as a slot tech and got out, managed to get out. But It was well known that Black Friday was the worst day to work there. Everyone in the staff had to work there, and I managed to secure a different job like a week before Black Friday. So I was like, good luck with this nightmare you have coming. But I've heard about Black Friday shopping, and just even if you don't have people, you know, coming into fist fights, it's got to be a nightmare of experience.
Yeah, it's just nonstop.
Your store is filled with people constantly.
Yeah, it's nonstop, and it is pretty crazy. By the way, you mentioned Radio Shack. Obviously, they've closed a ton of stores in recent years, but according to theblackfriday.com, Radio Shack was open at 8 a.m. today.
Good. <kidding. laughs>
I hate that.
They remote controlled their customers.
One of the cool things about Radio Shack, and the reason I will always miss it, is because you can't imitate online what Radio Shack offered with their electronic components compartment. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what sort of weird electronic gadget I want to build, but if I go into Radio Shack, because it's 20 cents for this component or $1.50 for this one, it's like, oh, okay, you have this LED sensor. Okay, I can come up with an idea. And you spend $10 or whatever, and it may not work. Who cares? Or it may work, and you learn something new about electronic circuitry. That was the beauty of Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I'm one of few people who would actually go out there and do this. Everyone else just
wasn't enough
to
keep them in business.
No. And I'm not surprised to hear that. But now I don't even know what these components are or what they do. And if I wanted to do something like that and order the parts online, it would take forever. And it's not good. So I miss Radio Shack for that reason alone. However, retail workers have noticed this war on Thanksgiving, as they're calling it. I don't know if I would call it a war on Thanksgiving. I think the article here is being a bit facetious when they call it that. But and evidently, Thanksgiving is pushing back. Well, you mentioned the Radio Shack open at 8 a.m. today. I'm sure they're not the only ones, but
I was looking at the list. It's a pretty short list. I mean, there's
okay,
not really
good.
Any big names on there. Kmart's on there, but they barely exist anymore.
Same for Radio Shack.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the struggling stores are the ones who are trying to cash in on it.
Yeah, like Family Dollar was on there, and they've closed a lot of stores recently, from what I understand as well.
Yeah, it was too many of them, though. There's too many of those Dollar Tree, like Dollar Stores.
I don't know how Dollar General's just popped up everywhere, man.
I don't know.
Well, those aren't Dollar Stores. They have the word Dollar in them,
yeah,
but they're not
right,
Dollar
right.
Stores.
But they are cheap stores.
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to change that name to Goldback General.
No, you're
good
not.
Luck. It's not at all clear that the threat is gone for good. A lot of the reasons why big stores are staying shut this Thanksgiving involve things most people hope will not be a permanent feature of American life. Inflation.
They actually mentioned it?
They did.
Okay.
It's silly to think that it's not going to be a regular part of Americans' lives. It's been a regular. I recently saw a meme about how Thanksgiving was going to be short this year because of the price increase. I was like, yeah, thanks, Biden. And Trump and Obama, and I went all the way back thinking presidents back to, like, Gerald Ford. And
yeah,
I only stopped there
right.
because I got tired of Googling who presidents were.
I would say back to Johnson.
All the way back to Woodrow Wilson, I would argue, in 1913. I think it was Woodrow Wilson, and the creation of the Federal Reserve Bank. Inflation, as we understand it, has gone back at least to him.
So you're saying they created the Federal Reserve to attack Thanksgiving?
By the way, I do have the Walmart ad pulled up here. The BlackFriday.com collects all the different ads, right? So you can see them online, and somebody's going to get hurt. They're selling a 65-inch TV for $228.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Where?
That's actually tempting, man.
Yeah.
Like, a 65-inch television is
cheap.
It's only like twice that price at regular retail price. So they're cheap 65-inch televisions, but like $228.
You know, they pretty much convinced me. You know what? Let's fight Thanksgiving. Let's go.
I'm going to be up making a lasagna late tonight. I'm thinking maybe just make it a little bit later, and then I'll be up, and I can hit the Walmart and get one of these TVs, man.
You can pitch a tent and like set up a little space heater for you outside while I'm waiting to get in the building.
Yeah, I can't imagine standing outside of freezing cold weather.
No, I'm joking. There is no reason I would ever need a television enough to go deal with the nonsense that's going to be Black Friday tomorrow. Or that... You know, in a few hours, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, worker shortages. And that's a thing that's ongoing, and I still don't understand.
That's a good point. Yeah, they can't staff the stores. This is going to be a crazy year because, you know, it's hard to find people willing to show up and do a job.
Well, this brings up maybe the article from last week that we were talking about how Target is, $400 million in debt, or not debt,
from the thieving.
Losses, yeah.
From the organized criminal theft.
Now, I'm not suggesting anyone to do this, but If they're understaffed, there's a likely chance that there's going to be a lot more theft.
I saw something recently that suggested that many of the thefts can be attributed to employees who feel like they aren't being paid enough, so they pocket a thing here or there that they may or may not need or that they may or may not be able to sell. I don't know if that's true or not. I can't imagine too many people being willing to risk their lives over a 32-gigabyte flash drive or whatever. I mean, not their lives, their jobs. But, you know, maybe some people don't actually need their jobs.
It's a war on Thanksgiving.
And, of course, the lingering fear of a jam-packed pre-Christmas sale turning into a super-spreader event.
Oh, jeez.
I don't think that's affecting anyone, you know, I understand why Politico included it.
It probably did in the year 2020, right? Like, that probably had a real downturn as far as attendance to these sorts of events.
And maybe to some extent last year, but this COVID's over.
Yeah, but I'm okay with this being COVID can be used for excuses, okay? And this is a perfect excuse. We should be telling people COVID is going to be rampant on Black Friday. Don't go shopping, okay? That's it. That's what you got to do. COVID, guys.
COVID's not going to keep people away from a $228 65-inch TV.
I just coughed on it. Sorry, guys.
14-inch laptop for $179. I mean, these kinds of prices, even though people are, even though people are having a tougher time, they're gonna make the excuse to go out and do this.
It bothers me so much that they advertise laptops based on screen size instead of useful metric
these
processor.
Are cheap junk. It's the lowest.
I guess the Windows 11 or what Windows are they at now? Windows 12.
They're coming out with 12 soon, but
starter edition of it that can't do anything. I hate it. This is not a lament about Christmas elevator music starting at Halloween, although I hate Christmas music, too, and it's because Christmas doesn't exist in a bubble. I understand that you're like, well, it's not about religion to us. Okay, well, you still call it Christmas. It's literally still in the name. You can't pretend, it doesn't have all of this baggage attached to it, because it does. It was horrifically violent, and it's been that way through all of Christianity's history. I'm glad it doesn't mean that to you, so call it something else. Call it Yule, if you want. I don't care, but as long as you're calling it Christmas, you are tying yourself to that bloodshed that Christianity has inflicted on people. And the music is just another aspect of that.
I can't stand the music.
That's one of the worst parts of working in retail during the season.
Oh, my God. Stop.
The music, I have different issues with it. Like, the classical Christmas music, I can get on board with. Like, ironically enough, the religious music is actually good. It's well-produced, well-written music. But the pop Christmas music is absolutely, an abomination to God and man.
All right, more coming up here. You can join the show on the way. We're going to get an update from Joa on his situation with the general.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.